Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I would like to welcome Dave Ray. Dave Ray is the TEDx Portland founder. Hey there, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Great to meet you. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So I think we should get started today by finding out what TED's been around for a while. Let's define what TED is, though.
Yeah, technology, entertainment, design. TED as a global brand has been around for about 40 years.
Okay.
It started in Southern California back in 1984. So TEDx as a franchise experience started in 2009.
Okay.
And that's how we came to be.
So TEDx Portland is kind of a like the Portland version of the Big TED?
Exactly.
Okay.
Locally organized, independent. We think it's one of the best things that the mothership in New York did was essentially give local community organizers an opportunity to create their own TED conference in their backyard. And that's how TEDx Portland started over 16 years ago.
The Big TED, you said it happens in New York?
That's where their head office is, but okay. The main conference is in Vancouver, British Columbia,
okay.
Mid-April. It's a week-long event. Where ours is just a day-long experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
So TED's kind of a global thing.
It is. Yeah. TEDx as an organization is about 3,600 TEDxes around the world, believe
wow.
it or not. So yeah, we're one of 3,600 TEDx experiences.
What makes Portland's TEDx so cool? Or TEDx Portland, I guess.
Well, the city, I feel, embraced our event like no other city in the world years back. And, you know, most TEDxes are in a high school library or a community center or a gymnasium. They're not held in Keller Auditorium. They're not 3,000 people big. Our event size-wise, scale-wise, is the largest in North America.
Wow.
But local brands, companies, volunteers stepped up in the early days. And the trajectory of our particular conference was incredible. And there are other TEDxes around the world. I'd say Amsterdam, Sydney, Tokyo, Toronto. There's other wonderful, bigger scale TEDxes. But the City of Roses had our back from day one.
Yeah.
And people keep showing up. So we keep volunteering and organizing it.
So you're the founder of TEDx Portland. How did you get involved?
Yeah, co-founder, a gentleman named Mark Starkey and I applied for the license in 2009. And I was working at Nike at the time and luckily had a boss that said, hey, absolutely, you should do this off the side of your desk. And if you can balance everything, go for it. We did. There was about 20 of us then volunteering. And we got the first one off the ground at the Armory in 2011.
Okay.
And we thought it was a one and done experience. We had no thought or vision that it would be an annual event, that we'd be doing this year in, year out. But it was so well received with the feedback that we were asked to do it again. And so we went back to the Armory year two and then to the Art Museum, doubling that in size. then to the Keller in 2014.
Wow.
And it was there 6-7 years, went to the Moda Center for year 10, managed the pandemic, 3 reschedules, 3.5 years of calendar shift. But now we're back at the Keller.
Awesome. Yeah. 13th year, right?
13th year. 16th year of existence, 13th actual event.
What's going to take place at TEDx Portland?
It's a full day. It's 10 speakers, 1 interview, 5 performances. Okay. So on paper, it looks like a lot.
That sounds but, like a lot. Even not on paper.
Yeah, we've worked really hard over the years to earn the reputation of the most inspiring educational day of the year for our city. So for the people that show up and really lean into the experience, you learn, you meet wonderful people and community, and the goal is to feel inspired walking away, having a sense of our city and kind of the civic pride of Portland. But it's a full day, a morning session, an afternoon session, a 2-hour lunch, coffee all day, and ice cream, happy hour, and networking at the end of the day. We cool. take over the whole Keller Park across the street there. So we shut down 3rd Avenue and have the fountains running and lovely experience with our kind of TED Village.
Yeah. It's coming up. What's the date for it?
April 26th.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And how can I get in?
TEDxPortland.com. All speakers are there, so you understand the run of show and who's speaking. Tickets start at $79, and the value of what you receive from the actual content, the speakers on stage, we think is wonderful and informing. But then everybody also gets this beautifully bound 200-page book, like a book, where essentially is our yearbook for the given theme. And it's a wonderful keepsake to cherish for the rest of your days.
That price sounds very reasonable for everything you get.
Yeah, we try and make it affordable. Absolutely. We give away ticket scholarships. Brands, companies, organizations have stepped up to help subsidize the event. But yeah, we feel the gate price is fair.
Yeah. So who's on stage this year? What's the topic and what's going on?
Really excited about the new Women's Leadership Forum with KeyBank and the Thorns featuring Christine Sinclair, the GOAT, with Karina LeBlanc. Karina will be interviewing Sink. That will be a wonderful new addition to the program. Mike Bennett of Bennett Studios, if you know the caricatures and the lawn art that you've seen around town, he's a wonderful Portland institution. Ivan McClellan, 8-Second Rodeo. Again, 10 speakers, performers. There's something for everybody. Yeah. So whether you're a technologist or a scientist or a designer or are coming for the entertainment, we really lean into the E for TED with entertainment. And Logic, the rapper, will be with us. Ron Artis and the Royal Blues from Grand High School. Chris Brown, the jazz musician, his iconic father, Mel. So we like to think of it as a TED talk, a performance, and we repeat that recipe for the day. And so you're every 10, 12 minutes, the program shifts, kind of keeping you on the edge of your seat.
Yeah. So each talk is how long? You said like 10 or 12 minutes?
Yeah, they range anywhere from 8 to 15 minutes. And so we keep it moving and very engaging.
How do you choose who the performers are going to be and who's going to be speaking? How's that chosen?
Great question. There's about 20 of us on a curation team, and we obsess over invitations year round. So every day people are nominated, and that goes to committee. And then we usually think about a topic that we've never had on our stage before, and then who is uniquely suited to deliver that TED talk to speak to that idea. And then we reverse engineer invitations, and those start in August through the fall. And we usually land on our run of show by Thanksgiving. And then speaker coaching happens January through April for about 4 months to get everybody stage ready.
Speaker coaching, what's that? So some of these speakers this is not what they do professionally.
Absolutely. Okay. Most people, I mean, 8 out of 10 are just ordinary people with an extraordinary idea.
Okay.
And so our platform is built for those people to put them on stage and deliver a TED Talk. And so we're really, really lucky with another committee of volunteers. There's about 9-10 speaker coaches that donate their time and do it professionally. But then for TED Portland, they coach their given assignment. We have a design team that is then assigned a specific designer if there's slides used. But all told, there's about 70 of us volunteering throughout the year. And we all have these committees and responsibilities and come together as a collective.
Cool.
Yeah.
We're talking today with Dave Ray, TEDx Portland founder. What are some of your past speakers that stand out to you?
Oh, wow. There have been a lot of iconic moments on our stage. When I think about Timber Jim in 2016 with Spread the Love, or Colleen Yeager, or Joey Harrington, Tom Brokaw, Ann Curry, Diane Eisner, who debuted the wireframes for Waze, the traffic app, Maurice Conti, they're all on TEDxPortland.com. We've just recently relaunched our website, and every speaker, there's over 225 alumni that have been on our stage, and year over year, you can go to TEDx Portland and you can see everybody and what they spoke about, and then all of their talks are archived on YouTube, the global TEDx YouTube channel. So if you're ever in search of content or inspiration on a walk or during a workout or trying to fall asleep at night, like, go to our website and you can get lost in our archive.
Yeah. I follow TED on Facebook.
Yep.
The big TED. Yeah. But I need to start following TEDx Portland.
Yeah. Locally, there's just so much, there's so much content out there, whether it's globally the TED audience or other TEDx's. You think of like the Brené Browns of the world. She was discovered at TEDx Houston, right? And she talked about vulnerability and that launched her career. And so the beauty of the TEDx, I'd say, farm system is there are ideas everywhere, not just uniquely suited for the big TED stage, but in our backyard. And that's what continues to inspire our volunteer team.
What do you think makes TEDx Portland so different than the other TEDx's around?
At the core is the passion of our volunteers. Every day it astounds me on what people are willing to do to help build and create and curate this program. But there are certain things that absolutely separate us from other TEDx's. I mentioned the event book. We're the only TEDx on the planet that actually gives you a book, not like an event program, but a beautiful keepsake for a bookshelf. This year, Michael Curry and For Good & Co. are doing an incredible stage design built for the Keller. That will be unique to us and only us. The themes that we've come up with over the years, I think, have been inspiring. We've put some audacious speakers on the stage. We're not afraid to go near big topics. So I think between production value, our scale, the keepsakes that are given to you day of with the value of your ticket, we're told by our mentors in New York that we're in rare air. But we also pride ourselves in mentoring other TEDx's and networking and doing regional workshops to be a really good partner in the TEDx community as well. So we're an inclusive organization in the sense that we really see our role not only being big in Portland, but big in the global TEDx community, which we're proud of.
Sounds like this is a full-time job for you. More than full-time.
It is. You know, you talk about 10,000 hours, but it doesn't pay us, right? Like a couple of years, TEDx Portland's been profitable and that money is rolled just right into the next year to put down payments on venues. But it's not my full-time job. Like it doesn't pay the mortgage per se. And so we truly do it out of our obligation to our city and the amazing people that live here. We do it because we love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And volunteers, right? I mean, it's the lifeblood of it.
It's unbelievable. If I could just have a different pod on that and shine a light on the people that selflessly give us their time and lean into all of the work that goes into producing an event. It takes nine, almost 10 months of a year to produce the one day. But then we also do salons, 500 person, more intimate experiences at Wieden and Kennedy and other venues around town. We do 6K runs around the river with OMSI. There's lots of elements to the TED Portland calendar. The big Super Bowl event is the Keller in April. But yeah, our volunteers are at the core of it.
Yeah. Are you still looking for volunteers? Are you always looking for volunteers?
Always. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We get emails and outreach every day. And there's a process. We have two full-time volunteer management coordinators. And we make sure we can figure out expertise and fits and where can we put the right puzzle piece together to create something new for the event. But we're always building our bench, and volunteers are the lifeline of it.
Cool.
You're listening to Let's Talk Portland. More coming up in just a moment.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're talking today with Dave Ray, TEDx Portland founder. The event is coming up in Portland at Keller Auditorium on April 26th. What's the theme this year? Let's talk about that.
Continuum. Yeah, we've really leaned into the concept of time. We had a salon at Wieden & Kennedy last January, and it was on mortality. And we had a stage 4 cancer survivor speak, recently passed, John Waller. Priscilla Wieden spoke about Dan. And we really, it was one of those moving things we've ever done. Yeah. And completely changed our thinking on the concept of time, how precious it is, how we choose to use it, that it's a common denominator for all of us. It's priceless and yet infinite, but finite at the same time. And so Continuum we found to be incredibly inspiring. And so that's what we've kind of wrapped up this package for year 13 in.
Yeah. Wow. That's quite a concept.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to get your head around time.
And just how often we talk about it, how often we waste it. But when you actually think of the day at the Keller, each person will be on stage for a period of time and creating a moment in time. We're really excited about it. The infinity mark that we have in the CO that's part of the Continuum brand has been elevated and is our mark for this particular campaign. And yeah, it's our North Star.
Yeah. You're also launching a new platform this year called the Women's Leadership Forum.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Yeah. Back to Christine Sinclair. Months in the making, we launched this just a couple days ago on International Women's Day. And bringing a sports demographic to the table through KeyBank and the Thorns. Recently retired GOAT, Sink, and the Thorns. Your audience is a little bit different with scientists and designers. And so bringing in this forum to have an interview and a discussion on legacy, leadership, commitment to community through the power of women is what we're truly excited about. And with Christine's recent retirement, she's the perfect person to kick off the series.
Yeah, it really seems like you're focusing in on women this year.
Absolutely. The majority of our organization is women, from volunteers to how we've kind of run our group. And so having more stage presence is even better.
Yeah. So let's talk about a little bit more about how to get in. The day is April 26th. How can I get tickets?
Yeah, TEDxPortland.com. And the event starts at 9 a.m. And so what I would just, if you haven't been before, it's a full day. So you want to get there at 8:30. It's assigned seating. There's a session in the morning, a session in the afternoon, lunch, and a happy hour. So it's a full 9-to-5 commitment. It's a learning day, a very inspiring day. But you want to line up childcare, figure out the doggy daycare, all the things, so you can sit in the chair and truly be inspired.
It's an engaging event all day.
All day. And it flies by, right? There's a morning host. I host the morning. There's Luis Vargas is in the afternoon. He's the afternoon host. Leon Anderson speaks at the end of the day with this lovely kind of closure, kind of like a stand-up comedy routine that capstones the whole day. Think of it, it goes by in 10 to 15 minute increments, never a dull moment.
Okay.
And there's highs, there's lows, there's emotion, there's tears at times, depending on the subject matter, but it's a safe space. We create an environment. It's been referred to as the love container in the Keller, just because, you know, it's a live performance, right? So people are speaking and being in front of an audience that big can be scary, and there are missteps. But it's been really beautiful to watch in years past where there has been a trip. And the audience catches the speaker.
Yeah.
So very safe, inspiring environment.
Have you been to any other TEDx's around the world?
I have. I've been lucky enough, being involved for so darn long. I've been to dozens, regionally and then East Coast, overseas, and I've been to the Big TED Conference in Vancouver, British Columbia, my hometown.
Okay.
A few times, so.
Yeah, how inspiring is that? So especially going to the big one.
Oh, it's the best. It fills the tank to show up as a guest and also just to be a sponge and learn what other great cities and organizers are doing and figure out how we can trade and uplift each other with maybe different angles and perspectives on how to organize events. Is the secret sauce.
Yeah.
So we get emails every day on how we organize TEDx Portland, and we very transparently share our playbook at any given opportunity because we're just excited to grow the community.
I bet that's really cool to be able to share all of that stuff and have other people, other TEDx's share with you, right?
It's the best. It helps. It helps remind us why we do it. And that there are really, really wonderful people in the world that believe in community organizing and sharing ideas. And we're one chapter of that here in Portland. But when you think about the 3,000 plus organizations around the world, you realize like it's a really big movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, billions of views, the content that it's created, the ideas that have inspired people to do great things. We're a part of that. Portland's proudly a part of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the TEDx Portland website right now, and the people that are speaking and performing this year, they're all illustrated in paint, like a painting.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Yeah. Well, first, shout out to Thesis, incredible agency in town that helped us redo that entire website. That was 15 months in the making. We have an artist in residence this year. Her name is Kyra Watkins, local incredible artist. And we met her a year ago through our friend George Ivan at L'Atelier Café Café, our neighbor. And she painted an oil portrait and a charcoal sketch of each speaker and performer. So there's two pieces of art for every speaker, 40 plus pieces. And they are framed and currently at the art gallery at L'Atelier Yaffe. And it shows Kyra, and it's inspired by time. So you'll notice that each oil portrait is the 6, 7, 8-year-old manifestation of the speaker. And then the black and white charcoal sketch is like the teenage version of the speaker. And then there's actually a photograph that we've taken of present day person. Those three mediums will be apparent in the book and on the website. At the heart of it is Kyra. And I just can't, she's incredible. And Portland's lucky to have her here.
So the event is coming up in just a few weeks, April 26th.
Yeah.
What's happening between now and then for you?
The core work is speaker coaching, getting all of our people ready for the stage. And then event logistics and planning, right? Making sure we've got over 50 partners involved making this all happen. So we shut down the street, as I mentioned. And so experience and the moment you step into the Keller and into the park, designing our book, getting it to the press, a lot of the nitty gritty work is done between now and April 26th. But the core work that we never lose sight of is supporting the speakers and making sure the performers are ready to perform.
Cool.
Yeah.
So we've got just about a minute left. Tell us how we can get in, get tickets. Where do we go? What do we need to know?
Please go to the website. Immerse yourself in all things TEDxPortland.com. You'll see the theme. You'll see the speakers. You'll see our history. So what we're also really proud of is we have archived the last 12 years of every offering of TEDx Portland. So you can see how this thing started. You can see all of our alumni. You can see the collaborations that we've created in town. Our partnerships from Nike shoes and Rogue beer to Stoller wine. So it's really, if you're looking to understand the personality of our city and why this place is very, very special, this day is a snapshot of that. And I know just from having done this for a while, and people feel leaving invigorated and just with a belief in our town and the lovely people that live here. TEDx Portland is just a lightning rod for that.
So cool. It's going to be a great day.
Yeah. Please join us.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in today. This has been super interesting.
Yeah. Thank you for making the time. We appreciate it.
Yeah. We've been talking today with Dave Ray, TEDx Portland co-founder.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.